joining the show now, Alpana Singh. She is the owner of Terra and Vine, a restaurant she'll tell us about. She's also the host of Check Please. We know Alpana. And she is a sayer of my favorite quote of everything. Out of everything I read all weekend, the favorite quote of all was, "I am certainly in no position to look at somebody's medical records in order to give them meatballs," said Alpana Singh. How are you, Alpana? I read that. I'm like, oh my God, that's really what they're saying.
No, pretty much. I mean, it's just like, you know, it's like, show me your papers and here's some pasta. It's like, you know, I mean, it's just, it's so challenging. I just don't know what the I mean, here, let me first I'll say this. The sentiment is nice, you know, like anything that helps to increase capacity. So I certainly can't fault, you know, the governor for throwing that out there, you know, and I really do appreciate that. And maybe in certain situations where there's like a wedding or, you know, something where people are like, okay, here, you know, but I just don't have the infrastructure to check somebody's vaccination record before they dine with us, you know, like. I mean, I couldn't even tell you what an authentic vaccination record looks like. I can, you know, I'm trying to still like narrow down if that's a fake ID or not.
Right. How do you, I wouldn't know either. I mean, I see people post them on, you know, on social media, like, oh, that's what they look like. I don't have one yet. But I mean, yeah. It's interesting because I didn't even know this existed. It's like a little known thing that they're saying, okay, 50% capacity or whatever the capacity is, but that vaccinated people don't count toward that capacity. So technically, if you had all vaccinated people in a restaurant, it could be 100% capacity. Am I right on that?
I guess that's what they're saying. But like I said, you know, I don't know what, I mean, it'd be interesting if there's lawyers out there, you know, and listening right now, but like, isn't this a violation of HIPAA, you know, to like question, like, you need to show me your medical records, you know, like,
or
I can't
ask them medical
that, right?
Questions, right?
Yeah. I mean
it's a weird
it's
position
territory because, you know, usually with vaccination, even with employees, you know, like you get vaccinated to go to school. So by the time you show up here, it's like, okay, you know, like I don't ask him like, hey, by the way, are you vaccinated? You know, so this is definitely a conversation that I think a lot of ethicists are going to be looking at, you know, as far as like what the right of the employee, you know, because I mean, I'm going to get vaccinated, but I know there's a lot of like people that don't want to get vaccinated. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong or whatever. But I'm just saying that it's going to come up at some point as far as like, what if a restaurant says you can't eat here unless you're vaccinated? What's the right of the customer? You know, what's the right of the employee? What's the right of the business owner? So it's just, this is not flat land. This is a very slippery slope here.
And I also wonder if, you know, if you get like a crackdown team from the city or the state coming in there that, you know, people had told you they were vaccinated. And so you had a few more extra folks in there. Like, do you have to pay that fine or do they go around and then do a full investigation by requesting everybody's vaccination cards? I mean, it's just, I don't know. I mean,
or do you have to carry it with you? I mean, we don't have a national like sort of vaccination passport program. And like I said, it's one of those things where, I mean, you can deep fake the president of the United States where, like, you can't even tell the difference. And how hard would it be for somebody to fake a vaccination card? And then here I'm sitting there going, okay, yeah, looks good to me. You know, like, it's just, there's so many different questions here.
Yeah, there are. How's it going generally now? Now you've been open.
Yeah,
and,
you know, it's light at the end of the tunnel. Certainly, I think the weather warming up, et cetera. But, you know, I think we're all suffering from pandemic brain. It's a real thing where I walk into a room and I'm like, wait, what am I supposed to be doing?
Like my brain, I feel that, too.
It's not functioning. You know, so it's just, I think it's just trying to be mindful and comfortable and, you know, just compassionate and just kind of take into account that we're all kind of off our game here. And, you know, I just remarked to a friend the other day, I said, you know, think about 2020, right? I mean, just take away COVID out of that situation, you know, the racial reckoning, you know, the political situation, just all that happening, the climate change and, you know, and then COVID. And oh, by the way, we can't see our friends and family and get a hug. You know, we went through all of that without being able to see the people who, you know, we commiserate with, you know, so it's just, it's interesting. And I think we all just need to take a step back And just remember that we're all kind of in the same boat right now, and just a little patience, which is why I am expressing patience with the governor. I'm like, okay, thank you. It's a good thought, but I don't know how I'm going to do that.
Yeah, right. And I got that with, I'm not going to ask for medical records in order to give them meatballs. I mean, that summed up I didn't even almost need to read that whole article in the, wherever I saw it, the Tribune or Cranes or something, because I'm like, wow, that's an awkward position to be in. You know, Roger Romanelli has come on, is from the Chicago Restaurant Coalition, and he talks about how, you know, you're there, you're face to face with so many different people in the restaurant business constantly, and that, you know, you're trying to get the vaccinations going. Are you pretty confident with the way it's going that way, you know, in terms of getting that?
You know, it's just, first of all, like, we're not even eligible yet, restaurant workers. And so, you know, people come in and like, oh, yeah, we're celebrating me getting the vaccine. And I'm like, okay, well, not me, you know, which I'm glad that they got vaccinated. It's great. But it's frustrating in the sense that I tried to go on the other day because I figure it's going to take me a while. And hopefully by then they'll open up group 1C. And I'm a pretty learned person and I'm pretty tech savvy. And I was ready to like rip my hair out. Like, how do you go about doing this? I mean, it's so clunky, the system, to like, it's like the Hunger Games. I mean, seriously. And I thought, you know what? I have a cell phone. I have internet. I have a computer. I have time. And I'm somewhat tech savvy. Even I can't figure this out. How is like a working mom who doesn't have all these things, you know, how does she do it? You know, how does an elderly person do it? And so I think that, you know, this doesn't even need to be said, but we were so not prepared for something like this, you know? So I'm hopeful that, you know, we learn for the next pandemic. You know?
Yeah, well, let's hope there isn't one, for sure. I'm not ready for one. But Tara and Vine, just, I want to end in just a minute left, Alpena, but I want to hear about Tara and Vine. You always do such amazing jobs with your restaurants, and it always feels like such a, like, kind of a unique experience, because you know everything about all the restaurants.
Thank you. Yeah, well, we're up in Evanston, right next to the now-closed movie theater, but hopefully, you know, it'll open soon. But yeah, so we've got a nice patio, so come see us. We're doing carry-out and dine-in Thursday through Sunday. And as always, I'm on Instagram, so you can follow my adventures on Instagram. So at Alpena Cool. on Instagram.
When does Check Please start, new episodes begin?
Oh, gosh. So that one is still up in the air. You know, we were supposed to tape last summer our 20th season. And so that's it. So we're on a hold right now, just kind of giving restaurants a chance to just kind of catch their breath and find their footing. And, you know, once they're okay and I get a sense that, okay, it seems fine. And of course, TTW feels okay and confident, David Manilow, then, you know, I'd like to get back as soon as possible. But, you know, like I said, it just kind of waiting for things to settle, the dust to settle a little bit.
Yeah. I hear you. Should we order the meatballs?
The meatballs. Yes. I won't ask for your papers.
Excellent. I will not show you my medical records. I will order the meatballs. Very clear, Alpena. Thank you for the time today. Okay.
Thank you. Always good to talk to you.
You too. Happy Monday. Alpena Singh on Instagram. Follow her. Tara and Vine is the name of her restaurant. It's